Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It's 12 o'clock noon, time now for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. And if you want to listen on your phone and you don't have the app, you can just go to KROXAM.com, click on Listen Live, and that should work on pretty much every cell phone as well, so you really don't need the app anymore if you don't want. You can have it, just click on it, and it's a little easier that way, a few less steps. Taking a look at our world, the national news headlines at this hour. President Donald Trump is expected to announce new executive action Thursday to try to force the inclusion of a citizenship question on the 2020 census. That comes even though the Supreme Court temporarily blocked the effort. Any such action would likely draw immediate legal challenge, and officials were still scrambling to finalize language in the hours after Trump's tweet. A spokesman for the Royal Gibraltar Police says officers have arrested the captain and chief officer of a supertanker suspected of breaching European Union sanctions by carrying a shipment of Iranian crude oil to Syria. Patrick Payas tells the Associated Press today that two are in police custody while investigations continue into the movements of Grace One supertanker. He says they have not been formally charged. Tropical storm Barry has formed in the Gulf of Mexico, and forecasters say it could become a hurricane as it threatens Louisiana's coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm's maximum sustained winds Thursday are near 40 miles an hour, with additional strengthening expected during the next day or two. A nationwide immigration enforcement operation targeting people who are in the United States illegally is expected to begin this weekend after it was postponed last month by President Donald Trump. That's according to two administration officials and immigrant activists. It'll be targeting people with final orders of removal, including families whose cases had been fast-tracked by judges. It's expected in 10 major cities. The officials say the operation is in flux and could begin later. In a Democratic presidential candidate debate, the federal government's role racially integrating public schools, federal intervention lives on, and one Mississippi Delta town. The U.S. Justice Department in 2011 demanded the district stop operating two high schools and two middle schools. A judge agreed they were illegal vestiges of segregation, ordering the schools combined beginning in 2017. Court order changes were common in 1960s and 70s, but have grown rarer. Trying to follow this story, how they read it. I don't know, I'm missing something, I think, here, but so that's what's happening in Cleveland, Mississippi. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
All right, now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies, 73 degrees, southwest wind of 12 miles an hour, gusting up to 18, a barometric pressure at 30.02 inches and falling. Humidity is down as well at 78%. But again, right now in downtown Crookston, sunny skies, 73 degrees. The forecast for the rest of today, it'll be sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds of 10 to 20. Then tonight, partly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds around 10 miles an hour, and gusty shifting to the west after midnight. We'll take a look at the forecast for the weekend and also through it next week as well. And the reoccurring theme for tonight through the next 7 days, chance of rain and thunderstorms each and every day except for Friday. Yeah, so there you go. If you're going to go to the fair, Friday might be the day. And let's see. That's about it. The hazardous weather outlook for today and tonight. Isolated severe thunderstorms are possible across northeast North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. The main hazards will be large hail up to golf ball size and damaging wind gusts up to 75 miles an hour. And I like how they just sort of casually throw this in. A tornado or two is also possible. And then Friday through Wednesday, chances for off and on thunderstorms exist Friday through Wednesday. I'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News when we take a full look at the weather. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. We'd be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kassasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kassasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA. Qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, more than $5 million in grants are being awarded to several rural Minnesota communities for infrastructure projects. The money was approved by the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development Authority for projects in Hutchinson, Kenyon, Painesville, Perham, and Sleepy Eye.
It helps cities, counties, municipalities in greater Minnesota fund various projects that will help spur future economic development.
Deed spokesman Shane Delaney says the grants are expected to help create or retain 365 full-time jobs. At Perham there, it's got to be the probably fastest growing city in northern Minnesota outside of, Moorhead. I don't know if they're growing, but Perham seems to be going in the right direction. Their new school they just built is already too full. Their enrollment has skyrocketed. They passed a referendum to build a beautiful new school, and they have a lot of lakes. Doesn't hurt. They have a good location there as well, but they're growing, and hopefully they keep growing so they move out of the section of the Crookston High School and the other area teams that are in Class AA and the same class they are in high school sports. But while public health officials in Hennepin County await test results today that may pinpoint what sickened nearly 120 people who visited Lake Minnetonka over the 4th of July, there are steps everyone can take to stay healthy while swimming.
If people have been sick with diarrhea, they absolutely should not be swimming. If people are at the water, they should take a shower before, and then also making sure that as much as possible, not swallowing any water while swimming.
Tricia Robinson with the State Department of Health says symptoms of potential waterborne illness include diarrhea, low fever, and stomach cramps. Partisan finger-pointing has resumed at the state capitol after preliminary health insurance premium numbers for 2020 were released, ranging on average from 1.4% drop to a 4.8% increase, as we told you yesterday. House Deputy Minority Leader Ann New credits Republican-backed reinsurance with holding down premiums for 3 years running.
The proposals that the Democrats were bringing forward, we were going to see skyrocketing rates again.
House Democratic Majority Leader Ryan Winkler responds.
Writing a blank check to insurance companies will help to keep premiums down, but it is not sustainable for Minnesota taxpayers.
Democrats want MinnesotaCare available to all Minnesotans regardless of income. Republicans warn expanding government-run health care will force many rural hospitals to close. Here's a little disturbing story. A Michigan man has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for repeatedly stalking his ex-girlfriend in Minnesota. Prosecutors say 39-year-old Sean Thomason devised a plan to digitally stalk, harm, and abduct his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. He surveyed her multiple times and attached GPS trackers to her vehicle. He also had lists titled Tactics and Preparations that included such items as cable ties, cuffs, and a pistol. He pled guilty to interstate stalking in March. Officials say a lottery ticket sold in Anoka County is worth more than $21 million. The Minnesota Lottery says the Lotto America ticket hit the jackpot in Wednesday night's drawing. It was sold at a holiday convenience store in Ramsey. If the winner chooses the $21.6 million annuity jackpot, it would be paid over 29 years. The cash option is about $14 million, and after taxes, that would leave the winner with about $9.8 million. The survivor of a fatal medical helicopter crash in Minnesota has told investigators the pilot reported foggy conditions on approach to the airport and that they needed to go around. He then noticed that the helicopter spun to the right and hit the ground, but the preliminary National Transportation Safety Board report draws no conclusions on what caused the helicopter to crash at the Brainerd Airport June 28th, killing the pilot and nurse and injuring a paramedic. And a Minnesota state trooper is charged with repeatedly sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. The Dakota County Attorney's Office charged 36-year-old Sean Barta with first and second degree criminal sexual conduct involving the girl, who authorities say is cognitively delayed. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Well, we received an email, a good one, yesterday from the Crookston Education Association Chief Negotiator, Sarah Geist. That's the Crookston Teachers Union. She said the Teachers Union and the Crookston School District have reached a tentative agreement, and the teachers will vote on July 17th. And if they vote to approve the deal, the Crookston School Board will vote at their next meeting on July 22nd. The email said the school district's negotiation team and the Crookston Education Association have reached a tentative agreement for the 2019 through 2021 contract. The agreement was reached through a collaborative effort by both parties. The teachers will take a ratification vote on July 17th. Most homeowners and farmers were likely glad to see this week's rain, especially the slow soaker on Tuesday. In total, Crookston and the surrounding area received anywhere from 2 to 4+ inches of rain. Gregory Gust from the National Weather Service in Grand Forks said this week's rainfall after the wet winter has returned the area to near normal precipitation levels after 2 to 3 years of being overly dry. Oh, God. This is why I don't put my... That's sports time, isn't it? I'm really getting ahead of myself. I don't even have a hot date after this, but let's do the sports. Well, I guess the teachers' negotiations is sports news, because lot of them are coaches as well. That's how we're going to tie it in. So thanks to for Leo for being here and making sure I'm on. Oof, it's not even Friday yet. Let's see what we have. That's the first time I've done that. So here we go. Sports. Wednesday, yesterday, the Crookston Reds were supposed to play the Ada A's. Obviously, the field was just too wet. And the Reds, that game with Ada, is postponed. On the schedule for today, the Crookston Reds, they're going to be hosting the Bemidji Blue Ox. Looks like it should be a perfect evening for that. 7:35, the game will start. Also, the Crookston American Legion team, they were supposed to play War Road. That has been canceled. Instead, they're going to play that makeup game from that they were supposed to play with Winnie Mac on Tuesday, but it was rained out. They're going to play that at 6:30 today in Erskine. So the Crookston American Legion will be at Erskine taking on Winnie Mac at 6:30 today. And then for tomorrow, the Twins, hey, they're back in action. They're going to have quite the series to start off the post-All-Star game break. The Twins take on Cleveland tomorrow, 5:30 the pregame, 6:10 the first pitch. A big series there for both teams. And the Red Hot Indians, probably one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. That's about it on the local scene. The Minnesota Lynx, they came away with a 73-72 victory over the Chicago Sky. And the Timberwolves, I think some fans are happy, some aren't very happy because they're not going to re-sign Minnesota's own Tyus Jones. They're declining to match an offer sheet for Tyus Jones. Clears the way for the 6'2" guard to join the Memphis Grizzlies. ESPN had reported that Jones and the Grizzlies had agreed to a 3-year offer sheet worth $28 million. Jones, who averaged seven points, five assists, and 23 minutes per game for the Timberwolves this past season, is going to be making some pretty good money. 3 years, $28 million. And I think, I don't know. I think it's good for the Timberwolves not to sign him, even though I like Tyus Jones. 28 seems to be a little much for 3 years. But I guess we could say that about all the players too, couldn't we? Wimbledon update. Simona Halep has reached her first Wimbledon final. The former number one advanced to Saturday's championship match by beating Alina Svitolina 6-1, 6-3. The seventh-seeded Romanian will face either a seven-time Wimbledon champ Serena Williams or Barbara Strizova in the final. And what else do we have here? A little local news here. Penguin center Matt Cullen, the Moorhead kid, has retired after 21 seasons. That included 3 Stanley Cup titles. Cullen won the Cup with Carolina in 2006, then consecutive titles with Pittsburgh in 2016 and 17. He had 266 goals, 465 assists, and 502 penalty minutes over more than 1,500 games with Anaheim, Florida, Carolina, the New York Rangers, Ottawa, Minnesota, Nashville, and Pittsburgh. He also had 19 goals and 39 assists in 132 career playoff games. So the former Moorhead Spud, I would say he had a pretty darn good professional career. And we probably have quite a few people listening that probably played against him in Bantams, Peewees, high school. I think Crookston used to play Moorhead when he was, yeah, they did. They played Moorhead when Cullen was playing. So there's probably quite a few that are listening that played against him and had probably scored, he probably scored a few goals against the Crookston teams. That is a look at the sports. We're going to take a break. I'll recompose myself and get ready to do the local news. And we'll do that again. We'll tell you about that teachers union and school district again. And we'll get ready for to find out about the rain. It's been good for the farmers as long as we don't get too much more here over the next few days. And a whole lot more. That's all going to be coming up during the local news. That's brought to you by Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the Cookout Kings who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Enjoy fresh produce from Hugo's Family Marketplace. Washington 2-bit cherries, $2.79 a pound. Summer ripe peaches and nectarines, $1.69 a pound. Golden ripe cantaloupe, 79 cents a pound. Super select cucumbers, 69 cents each. Save 50% on the full line of Nature's Truth vitamins, too. The 12-count Hugo's Baked Fresh Party Buns, 2 for $5. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, let's do this again. The local news, KROX. We received an email from the Crookston Education Association chief negotiator, Sarah Geis, that said the teachers' union and the Crookston School District have reached a tentative agreement with the Crookston School District. The teachers will vote on July 17th, and if they vote to approve the deal, that will move on to the Crookston School Board, which will vote at their next meeting on July 22nd. In the email, Guy said the school district's negotiation team and the Crookston Education Association have reached a tentative agreement for the 2019-2021 contract. The agreement was reached through a collaborative effort by both parties. The teachers will take a ratification vote on July 17th. So that's good news there. Almost homeowners and farmers were glad to see this week's rain, especially the slow soaker we received on Tuesday. In total, Crookston and the surrounding area received anywhere from 2 to 4+ inches of rain. Gregory Gust with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks said this week's rainfall after the wet winter has returned to the area to near normal precipitation levels after 2 or 3 years of being overly dry.
It's been for the last couple, 2-3 years, where depending on where you were on the area, you may have had a fair amount of snow or wetness, but there was a whole lot of dry around you. And so a lot of our area here in northwest Minnesota has now gotten enough rain to pretty much bring it up near normal. Further south, of course, Fargo, Moorhead, and Point South, they're above normal and much too much. I think we're sitting pretty good. I know that my lawn is happy. I would suspect that, you know, some of the small grain crops, wheat and barley, that would be around here, they maybe a little bit too much wet and a little bit too much wind. So some of them are laying down, but they'll probably start standing back up here a bit unless they got broken stems. But as far as the corn and beans, this is exactly what they want now. So I think they'll be good. And I, you know, looking around the area in the prior month or so, things were going along okay. They weren't as lush or as thick as you'd like them to be, but they're still looking fairly healthy. So hopefully it came at the right time to do good.
We caught up with Sean Coette at Crookston Valley Cooperative. He said a few fields are laying down, but they should pop back up, and Tuesday's slow rain was beneficial for all area crops.
Overall, it's a very positive. The area needed some rain. It's going to be beneficial to all of our crops. I think it'll help finish off and make our wheat crop and the soybeans, beets, and corn. We're all looking for some rain at this point. So, except for a few areas where they maybe had just a little more than they needed, it was a very good rain overall.
And Gust explained dry ground can soak up moisture, limiting runoff during a steady rain like was experienced this week, unlike frozen ground earlier in the year during a sustained heavy rainfall.
When you look at that volume of water, again, the ground is thawed out, the plants are growing, so not very much of that is actually going to run off and get into the rivers. I mean, it's getting into the ditches, it's going to make its way there, but that same 2, 3, 4 inches of rain on frozen ground would have all gotten to the river in a few days. This is mostly soaking in. There's still a fair amount of runoff, but again, not near as much, so it's raising the rivers a little bit, but nothing at this point. Now, we start getting 2, 3, 4 inches every few days, we're going to have a whole different situation.
Augusta was at the Crookston Public Library yesterday teaching Crookston youth and area youth about storms as part of the summer library experience. Students learned about how the rotational axes of the earth creates the seasons, high and low pressure, tornadoes, and how to be safe during severe weather that may pop up later this summer. And that Crookston Library, they're doing a good job with a lot of fun programs this summer. The Polk County Triad will have their annual supper fundraiser, The Taste of Italy, on Wednesday, July 17th at the Golden Link. Polk County Triad is in a partnership between the Polk County Sheriff's Department, the Crookston Police Department, and Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and AARP, to address safety issues which affect older persons and enhancing the delivery of law enforcement services to them. Triad functions to help the senior community know who their law enforcement is, introduce seniors to community resources to assist in their needs, provide information to help seniors protect themselves. Those functions are intended to improve the quality of life for seniors, according to Crookston Police Chief Paul Biermeyer.
Triad is basically, it's about educating adults about safety, triad is law enforcement, the police department, sheriff's department, working together with community resources and seniors just to try and improve the quality of life for our seniors.
According to Biermeier, the triad offers various education and informational programs, including their File of Life program.
Probably our most prevalent program is called the File of Life, where that is a magnetic sticker that has pertinent medical information for residents so that when the ambulance or police or somebody goes to a house for some type of incident, their medical information is in this little file and it's on the fridge or someplace like that. We try and do some speaker presentations. Those vary. We're looking at maybe trying to branch out a little bit and do them in a few other towns in the county, maybe a few other places here in town.
The fundraiser helps buy supplies for the programs and raises funds for people to attend the state conference.
Some of the past programs that Triad has done is the house number project, making sure the houses have big enough numbers that law enforcement and emergency services can see. But the Triad Supper helps us to raise a little bit of money for those things. It also helps us pay for people to go to the state Triad conference, and that moves around the state.
The Taste of Italy Supper is held annually as the Triad fundraiser, along with Biermeier's highlight, the bake sale.
So this is our annual fundraiser called the Taste of Italy Supper, and we also do a bake sale at that. Supper is spaghetti, sauce, garlic bread, tossed salad, and then the bake sale is really good. That's my highlight of the evening because of all the good stuff that's there. So, but we try and raise a little bit of money every year for a few things for Triad. So the supper is on Wednesday the 17th at the Golden Link from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a free will donation. Bake sale is going on during the whole time.
Again, that's Wednesday, July 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Golden Link. Always a fun evening there. Also, ice cream, beer, and wine will be available as well. The Grand Forks Police Department is still seeking the public's assistance in locating a missing endangered person last seen July 6th at his residence. The missing person is 55-year-old Fernando Balboa. Balboa is required to take medication every 4 hours, and if he doesn't, can cause a serious medical condition. Balboa is approximately 5'7", 250 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Balboa was last seen wearing blue jeans, a white t-shirt, and a blue and white short sleeve shirt. If anybody has seen or knows Balboa's whereabouts, call the Grand Forks Police Department at 701-787-8000. Authorities are asking Grand Forks and area citizens to check their property, paying extra attention to areas of shelter such as garages, sheds, gazebos, RVs, parked vehicles, and other items like that. With the rains that have occurred since Balboa was last seen, it is possible that he had sought shelter somewhere to get out of the elements. The efforts to locate Balboa are ongoing, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Grand Forks Police Department. And its ongoing support of high school athletics, Riverview Health will offer free sports physicals to area school athletes in grades 7 through 12 at all Riverview clinics. In Crookston, from 5 to 7 p.m., July 16th, 24th, 30th, and August 6th. You can call 281-9595 to make an appointment. At East Grand Forks, during regular business hours, July 17th, 22nd, and 31st, call 218-773-1390 for an appointment. In Fertile, from 4 to 6 p.m., July 23rd, 24th, and 25th, call 218-945-6695 for an appointment. And Red Lake Falls at the Park Place Mall from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. July 25th, August 6th, and 8th. Call 253-4606 to make an appointment. While the free physicals meet all the requirements for participation in sports by the Minnesota State High School League, they're not intended to replace annual comprehensive physical exams. Annual exams are recommended for all children. Speaking of Red Lake Falls, the Red Lake Falls Lions will hold their 10th annual. This isn't a misprint, 0K, 5K, and 10K run walk Saturday, July 27th. The event will be held at Voyager View's campground north of Red Lake Falls as part of Red Lake Falls' Summerfest. Registration that day begins at 7:15 a.m. of the event to begin at 8 a.m. Pre-registration deadline is July 15th. The cost of pre-registration is $15 without a race shirt, $30 with a shirt. After July 15th, registration is $20 and will not include a shirt. Age bracket winners, male and female, of the 5K and 10K will receive medals. Overall winners will be presented with a plaque. In addition to the event this year is the 0K. Now we're talking. If someone is unable or unwilling to run or walk but feel inclined to support the cause, they may do so. But this being the 10th year, they'll also have door prizes. So if you don't want to run or can't run or can't make it, they're still willing to take a donation to the Red Lake Falls Lions. Proceeds from the event will be used to support the Minnesota Lions Diabetes Foundation. The Minnesota Lions Diabetes Foundation is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people with diabetes by funding research to cure diabetes, provide education, and sponsoring preventive health activities. Registration forms can be received by emailing Kevin Reich at kwrrlf@gmail.com or text 218-232-4556. And we have information for those emails and contact information online at KROXAM.com. Look for the Lions logo and the story on our news page. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of the following: Ronald David Bartlett, 61, of Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree drug possession. Crystal Ann Faschenbauer, 29, of East Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree drug possession with a subsequent conviction. And then Kayla Marie Bauer, 30, of Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree drug possession. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Emil A. Anderson, who was born in 1894 in Hanley Falls, Minnesota. He enlisted in the Navy in 1918, was discharged in 1919. Emil A. Anderson died in the state in 1975 in Crookston. And before we get to the weather, we should mention, too, that we have a new Sports Fever column online where you can find, we put the Crookston Pirate football schedule, and first day of practice is August 12th for all fall sports, so we're a month away from the first practice. My goodness. Not quite ready for the fall sports to start yet, but when it gets here, we will be. But again, August 12th is the first day of practice, so we are going to release the Pirate schedules. We did two this week. We'll probably do two next week and then finish them out the following week. But this week we have Pirate football, and we also have Pirate girls tennis. Pirate girls tennis will be the first team to have their event. They will play August 16th in Park Rapids, quadrangular there. So you can check out those schedules. We also have some news. Luke Vonish of East Grand Forks is going to play football at Minnesota State Moorhead. His dad was, I think, a happy camper when his son decided to do that instead of junior hockey. And then we also have Malia Biermeyer, former Crookston kid, now at Thief River Falls, was named one of 94 Minnesota Golden Gopher student athletes to the Big Ten Scholastic team. So she was doing well at school, and she's a member of the women's track team as well for the Gophers. And we have a whole lot more. We have the Legion schedule, how the tournament's going to run this year, a little different than previous years. Crookston hasn't been in it for a few years, so it'll be new to them anyway. And a whole lot more on what's happening, some jokes as well. KROXAM.com, click on sports, and then look for the Sports Fever story and logo. As we take a look at the weather right now in downtown Crookston, we have 77 degrees, sunny blue skies, a southwest wind of 14 miles an hour. Looks like a perfect day to go to the Polk County Fair. Southwest wind of 14 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 30.01 inches and falling, humidity at 69%. The sun rose this morning at 5:39. The sun will set at 9:24 for 15 hours, 45 minutes of daylight. The record high, 105, set in 1936. The record low, 38, set in 1890. Year ago high, 90. Year ago low, 70. The average high, 82. The average low, 59. Yesterday's high, 77. Yesterday's low, 63. And we had 0.18 of an inch of rain since 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds of 10 to 20. Then tonight, partly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds around 10 miles an hour, and gusty, shifting to the west after midnight. Friday, sunny, high 75 to 80, north winds of 5 to 15. Saturday, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 85 to 90. Then Monday, it's going to warm up even more. Mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 90 to 95. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Again, the hazardous weather outlook for today and tonight. Isolated severe thunderstorms are possible across northeast North Dakota and northwest Minnesota this evening. The main hazards will be large hail with up to golf ball size hail, damaging wind gusts up to 75 miles an hour. A tornado or two is also possible. And then Friday through Wednesday, chances for off and on thunderstorms exist from Friday through Wednesday. And there are flood warnings out for Oslo and also Dilworth, Harwood, and Fargo as the rivers continue to be a little high along the red. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by the Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.